This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Earlier today, KT, Byron Jones was on with the Morning Boys, and we've got some gold from him.
Yeah, let's start, Shippy, with cut number 26, Byron's evaluation of some of the other secondary members.
I think AB's having a hell of a camp. I think Donovan Alumba, especially, had a hell of a day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I like the rookie, Michael Jackson. He's coming along very well. He's smart, physical player. He's playing outside corner, inside quarter. So one thing that we don't have a shortage on this team is good cornerbacks. And that's a really good position to have and a really good position to be in. We have guys who can cover, guys who can tackle. We have a bunch of good safeties back there protecting us on the back end. So a lot of good young talent.
So then the real question is this. Byron, who is going to take your job when the receiver, quarterback, and running back set the market for all three positions? You're clearly not going to get a contract unless you just want to play for minimum wage. So which one of these guys is best equipped to take your position when we set the market on running back, wide receiver, and quarterback?
Right, and D-Law,
yeah,
too.
Tank Gordon,
yeah, it's like, yeah. I saw somebody, was it Ngakoue or one of the guys was
Yannick Ngakoue, yeah.
Was they were saying they wanted D-Law money. I want D-Law money. So yeah, they're setting the market. You know, and people are so quick to write off Byron Jones. They go, yep, that's the guy. Don't pay him. I'm like, are you sure? Because over the course of last season, he was, at the beginning of the season, he was, and deep, really deep into the season, he was arguably the best corner in football, or one of the best non-interception corners in football.
They just didn't throw at him.
And then he got his hip hurt.
Yeah.
And he played hurt for a while, and his numbers fell off a little bit. But people are real quick to say, yeah, that's the guy you don't pay. I don't know, man. I think people are taking him for granted. And, you know, we're going to see if these other corners step up, these other guys he was talking about, if they do. And to your point, maybe you can say goodbye to him, but I would hesitate to take him for granted.
Somebody's going to pay him. He's going to get money.
And they have a franchise option, potentially.
But they're going to franchise Dak now.
Possibly. We'll see what happens.
Who are we franchising?
But here's my question to you guys. Who is the most replaceable? Like, how does the order go in terms of replaceability? Easiest to replace? Dak, Zeke, Cooper, or Byron?
Okay.
With this team, Byron.
With this team, I think it's Byron.
It's not even close.
In terms of the backups that are already on this team?
Yeah.
And in general, just the position.
Y'all want to hear something crazy, too, to throw in there? So I jumped on with G-Bag earlier, and Jeffrey was bringing up this list. I think he'd got it from The Athletic of power ranking the NFC by position.
Mm-hmm.
They had Anthony Brown as the best slot corner in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that was the first name he mentioned. AB's had a good camp. One guy, we'll have him on the show tomorrow, is Jordan Lewis. Jordan Lewis has had a heck of a camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's
been great.
You just can't find even average quarterbacks. So quarterback's
right.
The hardest.
Right.
Even if you want to say that Dak's just average, you can't find average quarterbacks. It's almost impossible to find a running back as good as Zeke. But then there's also the question, do you need a running back as good as Zeke? Like, do you need to have the most expensive Bentley, or can you just get there, you know, in a Sequoia or something? I'm like, you can still have a nice, you still have a nice running back. You don't need to have the best of all running backs if the rest of your team's able to do the heavy lifting. So far, since Zeke got here, he's almost their entire team.
Yeah, they don't even have that Sequoia on the roster.
There's a little bit of irony in the fact that Alfred Morris is a guy that's famously drove his same car from back in the 90s to camp a couple years ago. It's kind of the same type of thing.
Yeah, so, man.
I think it's fascinating. I think the number one wide receiver is very hard to find. Now, cut 23, Shippy. They flat out asked him, where does your future stand with the Cowboys, Byron?
Well, good thing I have an agent who takes care of all that stuff. To me, honestly, good play will speak for itself. As a player, you don't have to worry about contract stuff. As long as you play ball and you play good ball, you'll be compensated for it. And that's my main focus, really.
Are you guys far along anywhere? You feel close? Good?
Oh, I have one more year. I still have one more year.
Okay. So that hasn't stopped others from negotiating. Right.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I got one more year on my contract.
You know, the other reason that Byron is probably the easiest to dismiss or not give proper respect to is because he is clearly the most rank-and-file guy. I think Dak is a pretty rank-and-file guy, but, you know, Ben's been pointing this out. His agency is not. It's the opposite of that.
Scott Boras of football.
Yeah, but Byron is rank-and-file, and it's really easy to be dismissive and take advantage of people like that.
Yeah, I'll also never forget this, and it really sticks out to me, is the comments that, you know, Steven made at some point last year talking about changing the defense and moving Byron from safety to corner. And when it started coming out, that was more about Xavier Woods than anyone else. And that's where I went, oh, yeah, maybe they're not really – and I don't know, it's not necessarily a shot at Byron, but it's – wait, so the sixth-round guy is we're going to cater this defense to him than your first-round guy? But you have the fifth-year option on him. You've controlled him for this long at a cheap rate.
I want to throw this
interesting
out.
Question. Questions they have when it comes to the cap.
I want to throw this out, too, at 877-881-1053. Feel free to text in if you want. Are you okay losing Byron if it means you get to keep Dak, Zeke, and Amari long-term? Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about in a lot of ways. Let us know what you think about that.
Dak, Zeke, and Amari, you get to keep them all by letting Byron go?
Mm-hmm. He ain't keeping all four of those guys.
Right, with Tank.
Unless those other three guys completely do a 180. Because if they're all like, I got to be paid at the very top of the market,
right.
I think, can't do it.
Yeah, I think right now Dak's looking for north of 36, Cooper's looking for north of 20, and Zeke's looking for north of 16.
Well, they ain't getting that.
That's why then they don't
Cooper
have any
might.
Deals.
Cooper might. I could see Cooper. I could see Cooper getting on average. No, I'm not talking about guaranteed money, but on average, 20 a year.
They're going to get in a situation with Dak and with Cooper though, where there's like franchise tag fight going on. Like, which one of these guys are going to franchise? And it would have to be the quarterback.
Yes, absolutely.
So, that's a lot going on, man. I always.
Maybe during the next break, we'll dig up the. The tag numbers on running back and quarterback.
From my, it's going to change.
I know.
Quarterback's going to be around 28 this year. I've got a pretty good feeling on it.
Obviously, that's the one that's going up.
Yeah. Let's do one more Byron cut, and then we're going to find out how Ben had the most embarrassing experience of his life.
Want to hear this?
Byron, talking a little X's and O's here right there. Cut 25, Shippy, does pre-snap motion. How does that affect the defense?
There's two things. Yeah, it gives the offense a chance to see for a man or zone, but it also it allows the offense to hide what they really want to do. And they'll come out in one set, you know, they'll shift, and then they'll motion into something else. And then with the ball being snapped in 2 or 3 seconds, the defense doesn't have enough time to really process what the new formation is. So as long as you can do it efficiently and you know, do it to hide formations and hide what you really want to do, I think it's really effective.
Same plays, just new ways of disguising them. I know the franchise tag numbers for this year that we were just discussing. Quarterback this year was 25, mm-hmm. 24.8, 25.
That's going up.
It's going to, if you follow that trend, it's going to be 28 next year, mm-hmm. right around there. Running back was 11.2, which we're not talking about it franchising that guy, but just consider that.
Right.
Wide receiver, 16.7. So... $17 million. That's going to go up probably given the Michael Thomas deal. That thing probably gets up to 18 probably next year. And let's see, cornerback, $16 million.
Wow.
That'll probably go up one, I bet. I bet that's 17 next year.
This guy says, no, pay Byron, not Zeke. Running backs are a dime a dozen. Cornerbacks like Byron are not. And then someone else says, that's the Patriot way. Pay your cornerbacks. Those are the guys that you pay.
Right.
Belichick does.
The depth chart on the roster tells you this, though, that the Cowboys have six. No, some of these guys are unproven, but six cornerbacks who I think you're ready to, you could go play with.
Yeah.
You know, none of them are shut down like Byron yet. But you got guys with running back. You're going,
you know what makes
mark question mark.
You know, you don't have to pay Zeke if your quarterback's good enough to get by with just an average running back and your offensive line. And this is what I don't like. The other day, you know, Dak's struggling at camp. He's having a couple bad days, and people were saying, "Yeah, but Amari's not here." Like, okay, but that's what we're saying. Like,
I was saying that.
Can he be great even when Amari's not there and Zeke's not there? Because if CAA wants him to make $36 million a year or more, and you're sitting here thinking, I don't think we need Zeke, well, then he needs to be really good even when Amari's not there and even when Zeke's not there.
There's a line in the sand somewhere, and I know for me it's probably about 32 where it kind of started getting, you know what, no. That's where the franchise number stopped. There are legitimate, and this is no offense, there are a lot of Cowboys fans who think Dak is not worth $25 million a year, and that's not following the market and how the league works.
Yeah, I think they're wrong.
But there's a lot of people who think that.
I think Dak is really good. I want him here long term. I think he can win Super Bowls with him. I don't think you should set the market with him. I don't think that makes sense at all. All right, Ben. I was just looking. I've got my Twitter pulled up. 8 minutes ago, Ben Rogers tweeted, about to tell a story that involves the extreme proximity of these hotel patio areas. So everyone go to at Ben Rogers to see a video of what you're about to talk about.
All right, so my room is really awesome, and it's got a beach view. And so you walk outside on this patio, and it's an interesting dynamic. It's a patio that looks out at the beach, but it's also kind of in the middle of a roof. And so it's tile. It's like old school tiled roof, like Italian looking or something, like a tile roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so the patios are, it's not a, I don't know, I guess I wouldn't know how to describe it. It's not like it's a obvious patio area. It's kind of, the patios are kind of buried into the roof line. Kind of looks cool. And so there's a patio that's above me, and there's patios to either side of me. You know, when you walk out and you're staring at the ocean, the patio to your right, I can't really see the people over there. I would have to kind of lean up right on the edge and look around, and it'd be real easy to.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been kind of nervous about leaving my room unlocked if I have gear in there, like camera equipment and stuff, because it'd be real easy to get on that patio.
Right.
Because all you would have to do is take one step at a somewhat flat roof, and now you've accessed my patio. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
They're all very close to one another. And so the patio next to me, it's almost like we're sharing the same patio. There's barely a tiny one-third of a wall there.
Okay.
And so if somebody's out there on their patio, then we're sharing time together.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are hanging out.
But I haven't seen anybody over there. And even on the other patio to my right, and you can see when I tweeted the video I tweeted of the patio, you kind of see what I'm talking about. But I haven't seen any humans out there since we've been here. And we've been here a long time. And I see bathing suits and stuff, so I know people are here and they're going to the ocean and then they're drying their bathing suits in the patio or whatever, but I, you know, it must be families or whatever, but I haven't seen anybody yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a lot going on right now. We got a lot on our minds, trying to figure out a lot of things, and I'm just distracted. And so I walk outside onto my patio, and I was on the phone. I was talking to Pat Doney. And so I'm on the phone. I walk outside, and I guess I was kind of thinking that I was alone.
Okay.
You know, you kind of, you know, I was just in a zone. I've been out on that patio a million times. You guys came by. We shot that video for our YouTube page and for 105.3 The Fan.
Are you loudly describing sexual activity to Pat on
no.
the phone?
No. Smoking weed. We're talking about high school football.
Okay.
And
what a beating.
I know. And I was trying to find out who the best at high school football, covering high school football is, because Donnie's one of the best.
Donnie's
How's
one of the
Plano
best.
How's looking
sure.
this year, Ben?
Shut up.
Okay. Yeah,
tell Shippy to shut up.
And so
I'm just wondering.
I'm on that patio, and I'm just in my own zone, and I'm like, feel like I you know, KT roomed with me for one night. Other than that, he's been in your room, Skin. So I've had the place all to myself except for one night. And I walk out onto that patio, and without even thinking, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I had a loud loud flatulence moment.
Oh, wow.
Very loud. Long and loud.
Do you think Shippy could maybe let us know what it sounded like?
I'll bet you have audio of that.
Yeah.
That whole time are you telling Donnie?
So, Donnie, who?
Hey, Donnie, how's Alan?
Hey, Donnie.
So it was like that.
And Donnie goes, was like, is that a fork?
It was like, so after that, I mean, I was like, kind of impressed with myself and kind of, you know, like, wow, that was really loud. And I'm like, God, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking no one's on these patios next to me. And so I'm kind of looking up at the patio above me. I was like, oh, my God, that was close. I didn't even check the patio above me. There could have been somebody up there. That was louder than I thought. That was, thank God nobody's up there. Well, I look over to my left.
Oh, no.
And at the patio closest to me and the people closest to me, and they're out having a breakfast on their patio.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a woman. It was a family, and the mom was, I mean, they were still kind of in their pajamas, just getting up. They had room service delivered. They had some breakfast. They took it out there to enjoy the beach and the view. And I hadn't seen them for over a week because no one was there.
God.
And I look over, and they had stopped. Like, whatever they... Whatever they're doing, like somebody was holding a coffee mug, and then they just paused with the coffee mug. Because Shippy, it was similar to that sound. Go ahead and play that sound again. That it was very similar to that.
Really?
And I'm like, you know,
is it like that scene in Usual Suspects where he in slow motion he drops his coffee mug as he realizes who Kaiser Soze is? That lady's coffee mug in slow motion goes and shatters on the ground.
She is.
I'm Fart Man on Snapchat.
They're standing there. Like it's a like you don't want to move or make a sound because you want to scare a deer away. They're like, we can't even believe what's happened, and they're in shock and awe. It was literally shock and awe, and their breakfast is ruined. Their kids stopped playing. Nobody was, and everybody's frozen in time, staring at me. And I waved. I just instinctively, I waved to the mom. I waved to her. I
was
like, because you know, I just was. Outside of the moment, I'm like, maybe they didn't hear that.
Right.
They totally did. And I look over and I wave at her, and she goes, she waves back at me like, yeah, hi, hi. And I've just ruined their breakfast. It's like somebody came in with a mustard bomb and ruined their whole beautiful family moment staring at the ocean.
Were they downwind?
That's a fair question. There's a lot of wind out there. I wasn't helping with that. But so I immediately ran in the room like a schoolgirl. My face is bright red. I was totally humiliated, and I called KT. You remember what my voice sounded like?
It sounded like you had just seen a ghost. And I could see it. Like, it's amazing because the imagery here is great because I could see the sheepish wave. You're like, hey, well, okay. turn around, go back in.
A wave, and it was like, it's like if somebody fell down a flight of stairs and dropped 75 pies or something and then looked up and made eye contact with someone and waved. They go ahead and wave back instinctively, but they're still in awe. And they're
I do
just staring
have many
like,
apple pies.
Was this like that one fart that we had where we were recording live and it knocked a speaker off the wall?
was it a power bomb or one of
no,
them long lingering?
It was long, like impressive. Like if it was... Like, it was shockingly long, and it was like one of those that you, the kind that humans only experience by themselves. But when they experience them by themselves, they're like, wow, that was kind of impressive and really unusual.
I'm still in my prime.
That was the power one. So it's the type of fart that would prevent Dale Doback from getting a job?
Yes, would have totally, and then to immediately go to the wave to the woman trying to eat breakfast with her family. It was just really poorly done by
me. How'd
she
look?
She was very beautiful.
Oh, man.
And so...
They invite you over for dinner?
How old were the kids?
The kids started crying.
Mommy!
Oh, no.
Come here, Junior.
Oh, man, I can't wait till you tell the story to John Daniels at 420.
Yeah. So anyways...
Poor Junior.
Hey, we try to share everything and pull the curtain back, and that's something incredibly embarrassing that I wouldn't want anyone to know, so why not tell everybody?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.